Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Going to be joined by Titans defensive tackle Naquan Jones coming up at 7:15. So looking forward to that conversation here in just a few minutes. Tyler from Berry Hill texts again, says, I'm not saying the Titans are a slam dunk to go to the Super Bowl, but if we get the one seed, I like our chances. The Chiefs haven't ever had to go on the road in the playoffs in the last two trips to the Super Bowl, and we have the defensive line to disrupt that offense. But even with all that, I'd rather not play them. So if someone else could just go ahead and beat them in round one or two, that'd be great. This is coming from Tyler from Berry Hill.
Well, that's those are good points. One, you know, the Chiefs haven't had to do that, and you know, that's a great thing. Is you've got a chance for, I mean, you've got a chance for a couple people to possibly knock them off. Now, whoever does may be awfully dangerous, you know, but still,
I'll take my chances with anyone else rather than Kansas City. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with that. I do think still that I think Buffalo, although they don't have everything you need, you know, like that win at New England to me was like, oh yeah, that's right. These guys, and Josh Allen, when he gets going, where it's just like, what do you do with this guy when he's breaking the pocket, whenever he needs to go get, you know, 10, 12 yards. I think they're dangerous. And also, look, if the Colts, I know there's a wide range of opinions on the Colts. I've been more on the pro Colts side, just pro as in I think they're good. I still think that they do have the ingredients of a team that could be a real problem in January. Obviously, it's for them going to come down to the quarterback. It's going to come down to Carson Wentz. Is he going to be the best version, whatever the best version of him is now? But if he is, and he has at stretches been very good this year, then I think they're very dangerous.
The one thing that I think you got to feel really good about if you're a Titans fan heading into the playoffs is the defense. And it got me kind of thinking. We were looking around, and we talked about the quarterback rankings in the AFC yesterday and where Tannehill slides in. I'm interested to take that same conversation and apply it to the defense, because I think you got to feel pretty good about this Titans defense right now. Tyler on the text line just talked about the defensive front that the Titans have. You know, there have been people that have called the front four for the Titans, you know, the best in the NFL and what they're able to do with Dupree, Autry, Landry, and Jeffrey Simmons as well. You know, I look at the Bills, the defense they bring to the table. Obviously, the Patriots, the Colts have been very opportunistic this year, creating turnovers. So there's that as well. And then the Chiefs, outside of last week when they got lit up by Ja'Marr Chase, up until that point, it looked like they had really turned the corner as a defense as well. So there are other good defenses in the AFC. But honestly, right now, Joe, like with the way the Titans defense is playing, I think I feel just as good about the Titans defense as any other defense in the AFC, which, again, is amazing that we're saying that based on the conversation last year. But it's true. Like I think the Titans could have the best defense in the AFC right now.
I think it's awfully compelling. You may well be right, and I'm not sure I feel any better about anybody else's defense in this conference, especially I would say, you know, defensive front slash pass rush. I mean, that to me is where I think that they have more answers than anybody else. And it's going to be interesting, I guess, this week. Who knows how the game will go, but I just have a feeling that, like, David Long and Zach Cunningham, like Shane Bowen has got to be like, oh man, this is sweet. You know, to have those two guys now and be able to play them together. I think they complement each other well, and they're just both. You can just see the difference with Zach Cunningham, even in a short time here. It's how he played at Houston too. He's hard to block. He's incredibly physical. He's instinctive. So like, I think the front in particular is the best. I mean, I think that collection of players and the way they're playing, because if you go on that perspective, now Kansas City, that's one place where they've gotten a lot better. Ingram helped them a lot. Chris Jones bumps inside. They've gotten way better than they were earlier in the year. And I think the Colts are right there with the Titans. And they've got a lot of good players. Obviously Buckner and Leonard are special talents. I think it's a good argument, between those two. But I still would also take the Titans overall, because I think the Titans secondary is definitely better than the Colts secondary.
Well, and, obviously Christian Fulton, Kevin Byard, big parts of that for sure. I don't think there's any question about it. Like the Patriots, to me, I think they've got a really good defense. And not only do they have, I think, good personnel, when you have Belichick kind of pulling the strings on the defense, obviously you feel good about that heading into a specific playoff matchup. So, look, there will be people.
Belichick.
Yeah, a little Belichick, too, when he's, moving that tongue around and doing weird things. I don't know if that's like signals for the defense or if he's just, licking his nostril at all times over there on the sideline. But nice to see Joe Dirt out there for the Patriots getting things done.
That's right.
There will be people that say the Patriots have the best defense because Belichick's in charge. And there will still be people that say, hey, I trust Kansas City's defense more than the Titans. Not last week, notwithstanding with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know, though. I think I feel the best about the Titans defense. I really do. I just the way they've played the last few weeks, I don't know how you couldn't be really confident in that group right now.
I agree. But I'll repeat what I said earlier this week. They are on a run here of, I don't know what the exact correct term to use, but I guess non-threatening quarterbacks / passing games.
And yeah.
They haven't, and that's where, even though I agree that I think they're definitely better defensively than the Chiefs, but that's just where I feel like the Chiefs are so much better and have kind of figured it out again. Now it's going to be interesting. A lot of the same guys trying to block these Titans who were just in the backfield all day in that game. But I mean, that's just what the Titans, they have not seen what I would call a scary quarterback since November 7th at LA, when they completely shut that one down. So it's not like they haven't played well against good quarterbacks this year. I mean, I thought that they actually made enough plays on a night where Josh Allen made a lot of big plays in that Monday night win, of course, and they shut down Mahomes. That's almost – I don't know how much that really matters either, but just like the fact that they so emphatically dominated the Chiefs, I just almost feel like that's a bad thing if they do have a rematch. But, regardless, the stakes are going to be so high. I don't know how much stuff like that really matters.
Yeah, and I do – part of me has wondered, like, if the Titans at some point in the playoffs, let's say they take on a team like, I don't know, Cincinnati, where you've got obviously a prolific quarterback back there. You've got, I think, an absolute stud in Ja'Marr Chase and two really good players in Boyd and Higgins as well at wide receiver. Like, how many teams have the Titans seen this year where it's just receiver after receiver after receiver that you got to worry about? Like, can the Titans hold up against that? I think that's a legitimate question. Now, I will say, if it is the Bengals, their offensive line is still not good. And I think Bud Dupree and Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simmons could absolutely wreck that game for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, is like, when, how many times have they had to play teams that have waves of receivers, and I would say too early, their first two games, the Cardinals and Seahawks, the way those teams were playing at the time, and it didn't go that well. I mean, they gave up a combined 71 points in those two games. Obviously, some of that was just miscommunication. They did a terrific job with their game plan against Kelce and Hill, in the first meeting with the Chiefs. I would say they did, again, that night against the Rams, it was mostly just about Jeffrey Simmons just blowing that game up. But you're talking, at that time, they still had Robert Woods. They had Cooper Kupp. I thought the Titans' game plan for that, to limit those guys, was extraordinary. They have had success, against teams with receivers. I mean, Deebo Samuel was giving them trouble. He gives a lot of people a couple weeks ago. But they adjusted, and they also said, thank you, Jimmy, for throwing it right to us. But still, I mean, that was a that was another game where, like, there's some good personnel you're going against, and they did a really good job.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Titans defensive tackle Naquan Jones. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from Corner Pub in Cool Springs this Sunday. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Mark Howard, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. You can join them from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. live at Corner Pub in Cool Springs at 9200 Carruthers Parkway, Suite 100, prior to the Titans taking on the Houston Texans. The NFL pregame show brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. We're scheduled to be joined shortly by Titans defensive tackle Naquan Jones. Looking forward to that conversation coming up here in just a few minutes. And Joe, it's been pretty impressive to watch him this year. I mean, you're talking about somebody who was drafted and has come in and has made some huge plays for this Titans defense this year. And, you know, obviously when you can have some depth like that, that's pretty good for your defense. And with that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Titans defensive tackle Naquan Jones. Naquan, what's going on? How are we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. So let's just start there, Naquan, of the season that you've had. It's been impressive to watch you come in and establish a role with this Titans defense. What have you made of your season so far and just what you've learned so far at the NFL level?
Yeah, I appreciate that, by the way. It's been easy to kind of, you know, step in and find a role for myself, because that's, you know, that's something that Coach Vrabel, you know, really harped on, is identifying your role and how you can help the team, you know, win, and, you know, how you can better the team every day. I want to, you know, credit my success to, you know, not only my coaches, but my teammates as well. This season, they pushed me so hard, and like I said before, you know, a bunch of guys, there's so many talented guys on that defensive line with me, and, you know, they play with such high energy and a bunch of effort, so you don't want to stand out as the guy that's not, you know, going as hard as you can every play. So I feel like, you know, the guys around me push me to be a better player, you know, on and off the field, and I credit, you know, most of my success to them as well.
Naquan, you made an impact pretty early. I mean, it was obvious in camp, you know, that you were making an impact. But obviously, there's ups and downs. A lot of competition, obviously, for those spots. What do you think enabled you ultimately to stick? And, you know, how different is, you know, this game and even like this defense from college?
Into the situation, I had some guys that were fortunate enough to play in this league that were able to give me pointers, and, you know, they basically told me, like, make sure you do something to stand out. At this level, everyone's going to be talented, everyone's going to be good, but what are you going to do to stand out? And when I got here, Coach T, he basically told me, like, we put us in a spot where we have to make a tough decision, you know, where we have to play you, where we have to have you on the field. So I really put that in the hard drive, and I wanted to do something every day that made me, like, stand out. It's crazy actually thinking about it, and I just think about how blessed I am, you know, that I was able to do something to really make the Titans, you know, like me, you know, and trust me, and, you know, and feel comfortable enough to, you know, let me step into that role and, you know, play a bunch more than I was originally.
Well, Naquan, what about, you know, just the defense as a whole? Joe and I were just kind of talking about it. The run you guys have been on as of late, it's been impressive to watch. Where's kind of the confidence level, the vibe on your defense as you guys head into this game against Houston?
I think it's just everyone trusts each other. From the D line to the back end, everyone has faith in each other, and, you know, we've been able to get it done this season, and, you know, this is just one more obstacle, you know, in the way of, like, our ultimate goal. a confident defense is a fast defense, you know, and a confident defense is a scary defense, because once everyone is comfortable that each 11 guys out there know what they're doing, you can really fly around, and that's when your instincts kick in, excuse me, and it just makes it scary, like guys communicating, guys flying around, you know, when we make a tackle, there's 5-6 guys on the ball carrier, whoever has the ball, so, you know, that does a lot to an offense, getting able to, you know, create turnovers and things of that sort. So we have goals going into each week, and I feel like we fulfill those goals, and that just makes us more confident going forward each week.
How useful or helpful have Jeffrey Simmons and Danico Autry been as resources for you, Naquan?
Every day. You know, they treat me like a little brother, but they also, you know, I can tell they've accepted me. And I don't ever want to get complacent, especially with guys like that. You know, these are two very talented guys, and they produce a lot. So, obviously, I want to step in, you know, to a position where I'm producing as much as them. If not, I don't want it to be a gap. And they give me pointers, and they help me out a lot as far as just day-to-day things, how to be a better professional. And, it really helps me having guys like that around me. It takes attention off of me, one, and two, with them being such talented players, I just ask them little technique things, and they'll teach me stuff to make me a better player.
Titans defensive tackle Naquan Jones on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Naquan, obviously a lot of attention around your running back this week with Derrick Henry coming back to practice. Just seeing him back on the practice field, what kind of a shot in the arm, what kind of a boost does that give your group with the playoffs right around the corner?
Everyone was excited for him to be back. Even him walking around the building, you know, getting back into his little workout routine. You can just tell, like, the vibe around here, guys are, you know, it's like it's uplifting. You know, he contributes so much, you know, not only to this organization, but to Nashville. And, you know, once everyone got news he was coming back, it just kind of lifted everyone up. Him being on the practice field, what he's done here, and just that presence is felt for sure. It puts teams kind of in a pickle where they have a game plan around him, and then you have other very talented guys on offense as well. So it, you know, him being back just, you know, opens up, it spreads, you know, it really does so much for our offense, and you know, you can tell everyone's stoked that he's back.
Naquan, on the outside looking in, it's been wild just to follow this team, you know, the ups and downs, but just also the incredible amount of injuries and the need for so many different players, you know, to contribute. Yeah. What has it been like internally going through all this? I mean, we are like surprised a lot, I guess, mostly good, but also there's been some, you know, some rough weeks too, some surprising losses. Like internally, how has that, what has it been like in going through this and navigating this?
You want to keep a balance, you know. You never want to, you know, be too high or be too low. It's a, you know, a competitive sport. Someone has to lose and someone has to win. Well, in this case, you can tie, but you know, like Coach Vrabel said, this isn't college. You're not going to have a team that's not good. Like, everyone you're facing it's going to be a tough game every week. No matter how you look at it, everyone has good players on their team. So it's going to, you know, and we fallen short a couple times, and that's when we, you know, came back in, and we talked after the game. And internally, I feel like that drives us more, that pushes us more, you know, especially to lose a game where, internally, like we felt we should have won. That, you know, just gets guys excited to come back into work, you know, to get better that next week. So internally, I feel like we're pushed, we're motivated, and you know, we're coming to do some big things. So I feel like that's not only me; that's how everyone feels.
Well, Naquan, you brought up your coach and Mike Vrabel there. I'm just wondering, from your vantage point as a young player, what's it like playing for Mike Vrabel, what's, I guess, some of the biggest things that you've learned from him so far here in your first year?
If you're banged up a little bit, if you got like a little something going on with you, don't say anything to him. He'll make fun of you about it. He's played, you know, he's played this game. He's been exactly where I've been, and he's been able to coach. So he understands what we go through day to day. Playing for him, you know, I feel like he's a great coach. It's just outside of football, he understands what, you know, what goes into being a professional football player. You know, he just does everything that, you know, you can't really ask or complain too much because he looks out so much for the guys here. I can tell as a person, he cares for his players. Outside of football, you know, outside of, you know, anything athletic, you know, just life day to day, he always asks in the morning, like, how you doing? He always speaks when you see him. So he, you know, he's just a good guy. And, you know, I definitely love playing under a coach like that, that cares about you, you know, more than just a football player. He actually cares as a person.
Okay, a couple of quick questions on that for you, Naquan. First of all, how are you doing? I see you've been on the injury report with a knee this week. Is Vrabel giving you crap for that? And also, mm-hmm. I got to ask you, Vrabel loves to get in. I feel like he loves more than anything working on technique stuff with linemen and linebackers. Have you gotten any good shots in on him?
Yeah, it was. I recall doing a drill. It was during camp, and he was holding the bag one time, and my hand slipped, and I accidentally like got him in the chin one time. So I felt good about that. He's a big guy, and he loves to jump in drills with us. He'll get physical. So when he's in a drill, you know not to try to take it easy on him, because if you do one, he'll talk mess to you too. He'll jack you a little bit. So you better make sure you're going physical with him.
How are you feeling right now, Naquan?
I'm doing well. I'm coming in doing everything that I need to do to make sure I'm healthy. It's been going well. I've been taking care of everything, just, you know, preparing like any other week. So it, you know, obviously got a little nicked up, but, you know, it comes with football. You know, it's a contact sport. It's a physical sport. So I'm just blessed to, you know, still be able to do what I love every day.
Okay, I got to ask you, you know, I just missed you, Naquan, at Michigan State. I went to Michigan State, I covered Michigan State for a long time. My last team was the 15 team that actually lost to Derrick Henry in Alabama in the playoff. But I've got and you were a redshirt freshman the next year, right?
That was my senior year of high school.
So I got to ask you, I mean, have you given Taylor Lewan the appropriate amount of crap for this year's game? And he loves to talk about this rivalry with us. I mean, have you been giving him the necessary ribbing behind the scenes this year?
Oh, yeah. That's every day. That's mandatory. We've gotten closer. We've become more friends, more buddies. And, you know, it's not – I try to give him stuff whenever I see him sometimes, but he always has – you know, he's a little older than me. He's wiser to me. You know, he – I like to bring up when he played too. He didn't have too much success against us when he played.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm definitely giving him an earful whenever I can.
Well, awesome. Naquan, we really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck coming up on Sunday and as the playoffs come around the corner as well. Great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, absolutely. Naquan Jones, Titans defensive tackle, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what Naquan Jones had to say there. Welcome more of your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. The College Football Championship is here, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. That means you can bet $5 and win $150 on either team to win it all. Personally, I like Alabama in this matchup against Georgia, but you take it any way you want to take it. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code ROB and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds There's no better place to bet the college football championship than on America's number one sportsbook. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. So don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet on the college football championship. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to sportsbook.fanduel.com and sign up using promo code ROB to get 30-1 odds on either team to win. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. A $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. A max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this snowy Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's being safe out there. Again, the roads, not good. Very cold out there and some freezing going on after a day full of freezing yesterday with snow. So not a good combination to be out there on the road. Be as careful as possible if you've got to be out and about here today. Thanks to Naquan Jones, Titans defensive tackle, for joining us in the last segment. Joe Rex Road, I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that interview with Naquan Jones. That was good stuff.
He should take over this show.
He might. Yeah. Like, seriously.
It's pretty good. He was awesome. He was awesome. I had heard from friends that, you know, he was great, the cover, but man, what a great interview.
Yeah. Shout out to Naquan Jones. That was some good stuff. And, you know, it sounds like, obviously, you know, he's been on the injury report the last couple of days and has not practiced. We'll see what that means for his status coming up on Sunday, but doesn't sound like it's anything overly serious that we heard there from Naquan Jones and that he's working through it right now. So, you know, like we were talking about before he came on, you know, obviously when you start talking about this Titans defense, Naquan Jones is not the first name that's going to come to mind, but he's made some big plays for this group this year and has, I think, been a really nice find for this Titans team. When you can find a player like Naquan Jones that you didn't draft, that's pretty good stuff.
No, absolutely. You know, he's got a sack and a half. He had a big sack in the Steelers game. He had a half sack. I'm sorry, it's 2.5 sacks. He had a big sack in the Saints game too. But obviously, it's not a stats position necessarily. I feel like the Titans need, you know, when they have both Tart and Jones, their rotation is, you know, it's robust, and they really can get Simmons and Autry enough rest and roll guys in and feel good about it. Yep. It feels like they have a lot of games this year had Jones or Tart. I mean, more because Tart has been hurt. You know, so this week, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if Naquan is not a go. But then obviously, if they win, then you get all that extra time for him to be just like a lot of guys. You get that extra week, man. Beyond just being the one seed, being at home and all that stuff, think about what that would do for this team in terms of healing up and feeling like you kind of get to start over with that first playoff game. It's just so valuable if they're able to pull that off, and he seems like one of those guys who would benefit. But Jones and Tart have both been really good, and I feel like they need at least one of them, you know, to have enough up front. They've rotated other guys in too. I mean, Peko's gone in there and some other guys as well, but Naquan and Tart, of course, stand out.
I just love how he was like, yeah, you know, if you got something kind of minor that you're dealing with, don't tell Mike Vrabel about it because he will make fun of you. That's good stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, that's just awesome. Why doesn't Vrabel tell us about that?
Well, maybe you could ask him.
Yeah. We asked him about injuries. Like, who are you making fun of, Mike, with their injuries? You know,
that could be when you talk to him later today, that could be your two questions. You can ask him about that. And you could also say, now, Mike, now that you've had some more time to look at it, have you noticed that teams play you differently without Derrick Henry in there? Really just dive deep in there for that question.
I'm going to ask you this again, Mike. I want you to give me the answer that I'm looking for, please. Thank you. Also, what are your New Year's resolutions? And I'll hang up and listen.
Winning takes care of everything.
No, that's right. That's, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
He
says it a lot lately. He's not wrong.
There hasn't been a lot of, at least maybe I've just like totally grown used to it and don't notice it anymore. I've not noticed a ton of the got to coach better, got to play better stuff this year.
I think that he has intentionally removed that exact phrase. I mean, seriously, because you know, he of course said it a lot, and you know, that's obviously something that you say when you lose. And this team's been very successful. They have had some tough losses, but
they have.
I feel like that's one of those things, because we just in general, we as in media have like made such a deal out of that I think he's like, okay, I don't want them mocking me anymore by saying it, so I'm not going to say it anymore.
Brable, good stuff. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, the players in that locker room, just from the outside looking in, it seems like they love playing for him. It really does. Like, they, you know, the Brable with the media is one thing, and you know, I don't think he's ever going to be like probably, you know, the media darling that some want him to be. And I know we've had some people on the text line say, you know, we wish that Vrabel was more forthcoming with the media. I think it just is what it is at this point with Mike Vrabel. From a player perspective, seems like it's pretty obvious that most people love playing for Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, you don't hear too many complaints. I mean, I think we know about the Wesley Woodyard stuff from a year ago when he – you know, lost his spot. So you have to keep that in mind. I mean, I respect Wesley Woodyard. It sounds like he maybe overstated a little bit, you know, Vrabel's involvement with Dean Pease and the game plan for Kansas City. But it was also interesting that Wesley Woodyard was on the practice field a couple weeks ago. So apparently it's not that bad that he doesn't come back to see everybody. But for the most part, it's a pretty strong majority of endorsers.
Interested to see this defense on Sunday. Can you keep it going against an offense where, like you said earlier this week, the last Houston game is so weird because, number one, the conditions were brutal in that game. It's, you know, playing in a monsoon, basically, at Nissan Stadium. You know, it's not like the Texans offense went out there and put up big numbers against your defense. You had Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, but he made some big plays with his feet in that game that kept drives alive and got them into the end zone there. You know, obviously Davis Mills is the quarterback now, so you're not necessarily worried about him just, you know, taking off and running on you left and right. But I'm interested to see how much better they match up. I mean, you've got Brandon Cooks out there. You know, we'll see what Jack Rabbit Jenkins' status is for this week as well. But you feel pretty good about your secondary, I think, even without Jenkins in this matchup. I would expect a much better performance against this Titans defense. We even talked about it the last time, you know, the Texans were here. Yes, the interceptions were the story. Yes, the yardage wasn't really that bad. Titans defense gave up. They gave up some big plays and allowed some drives to really extend, especially early in that last Houston game.
Yeah, there were a lot of factors that went into that, of course. And, a huge one, of course, is A.J. Brown getting hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. It was A.J. Brown, but there was – Was that the Marcus Johnson day?
That was.
So you're all of a sudden in a spot of all this, you know. Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like the Titans deserve a fair amount of blame that day for not being ready to jump on a team right away. And then it's sloppy and they're behind and you're trying to fight back. And by the way, now you're missing two key guys you expected to have in your rotation, and you have to go to the rookie who really hasn't been able to be on the active roster most of the year. And I mean, I think that led to some of the mistakes, but regardless, you know, Tannehill made mistakes you can't make, and you know, the defense ultimately gave him a chance to come back, but it's just so hard to evaluate a game like that. But I think the biggest takeaway of like what needs to change is coming right out and smacking a team in the face versus taking that. Early in the Jets game, the Titans, I think, were really close to just sort of breaking that open. And they made some mistakes. But in the Texans game, I don't think that they were ready enough to play, or didn't seem that way. So come right out, stop the run, cover Brandon Cooks, get after Davis Mills. That's a bad football team. I mean, that's where they can hurt you some. They can do some things on offense. They're still playing hard on defense. I mean, again, I watched a lot of that game last week. They played hard. Now, it was Trey Lance at quarterback for the Niners. You got to keep that in mind. He really struggled early, then kind of got it going. But you should be able to go up and down the field on that defense. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't think we're going to see Derrick Henry. And maybe Vrabel may confirm that today. But you should be able to run the ball. You should be able to throw the ball. You should win this game going away. I mean, there's really no excuse for not just, you know, not winning, but for not winning handily.
Zach Cunningham going to have 15 tackles coming up on Sunday?
How come we haven't been talking about him? I don't know. Has Jared been talking about this all week? Zach Cunningham, former team. Like that, I can buy this linebacker. Go in there and hit someone, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot easier to, you know, take it out on a team if you're I mean, I'll tell you this. I'm sure Zach Cunningham right now is like, whew, I'm glad I'm on this sideline right now. He's about to be on the number one seed in the AFC versus a team that who knows when the heck they're going to get out of this mess.
When we come back, it is time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your bold predictions in the world of sports. The Titans, NFL playoffs, the Preds, everything's on the table for Call Your Shot Friday. Hit up our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. As always, we'll take your submissions on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Everything on the table, the Titans in action against the Texans this week. You can go ahead and make some Titans playoff predictions if you want to. Also, the Nashville Predators in action as well in first place in the Central Division. Everything on the table on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexrode, how did we do last week on last week's edition of Call Your Shot Friday? I think
Rex muting issue. He is. No, that's not a muting issue.
That was close.
My goodness.
I'm taking my time. Rather than talk when I'm muted, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take my time and carefully unmute myself. Okay, let's go through last week. I'll go with mine. One, I did long-term shots, so let's remember them. UT Final Four, men's team. Okay. UT Elite Eight for Kelly Harper's team, the Lady Balls. I have Vanderbilt. We'll get Liam Robbins back, make a run at a bid, make the NIT. Now, I think Liam Robbins, according to the latest thing Jerry Stackhouse said, actually it's looking better for that to happen. Belmont men's will win an NCAA tournament game. So those are all my long-term shots. Remember them. Don't forget them. And then also I've got Anthony Firkser will score a touchdown against the Dolphins. Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
And Harold Landry will intercept Tua. That did not happen. Okay, Robbie, you and the Titans will get a first down on a fake punt. They did not try.
No.
Tannehill throws for two touchdowns and two picks. You got half of that, right? You got the two touchdowns, no picks. Christian Fulton pick six, no. Packers win by 20-plus against the Vikings.
That is correct.
Happened. that happened. And then you had Forsberg and Duchesne each score two versus Chicago. Forsberg did have two, right?
He did not. He had one in that game.
Okay. Well, all right, there you go. Michelle, Titans will shut out the Dolphins at home. Very close on that one. One little field goal. Cincinnati beats Alabama by a field goal and wins the Natty. I mean, hey, it's calling a shot, man. It's calling a shot. Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Chiefs. Hello.
Ding, ding,
there's
ding.
There's a ding, 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 ding. Simmons sacked Tua twice. That didn't happen. Oh, and you're already looking ahead. Kentucky beating Tennessee by 10 or more on January 15th. So we will remember that, too.
And I will be in attendance for that game. Live tweeting in Lexington.
Wait. That one is where? That's Lexington. That one is yeah. In Lexington. Yeah. Okay.
Saturday afternoon game.
Very nice. Front row seat for Calipari to disappoint once again. Let's go to our called shots for this week. Michelle Knezovic, would you like to kick us off with your called shots of the week?
I would love to. Okay. First, Julio Jones will score a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's a shot.
That's definitely a shot.
It's kind of crazy to think he hasn't scored one yet. Well, I mean, I guess he hasn't played much. Okay. Next, I went back and looked at our called shots. I think I sent this to you guys the other day. On November 11th, I called the shot that said the Tennessee Titans will get the one seed, Derrick Henry will come back, and they will win the Super Bowl. I called this on November 11th. Derrick Henry had his surgery on November 2nd. So we are revisiting that
one. They don't
have
the one seed yet.
I know.
But that's right. It's one out of three. Yeah, that's my bad. It's one and a half out of three. How about that?
Yes, and we're revisiting that one. So write that one back down. The Colts will lose to Jacksonville on Sunday.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
Antonio Brown will sign with a team before the playoffs.
Ooh.
Boy, that's also a shot.
That's scary if that happens, but that's a shot. Okay, and lastly, Ja Morant will have his third 40-point game this season Saturday against the Clippers.
So 40 for Ja Morant coming 40. Up on Saturday. I like it. That's good stuff.
Those are my
I
shots.
Like it. I like it. All right.
Joe Rexroad, your called shots of the week.
All right. Let's do a little basketball. John Fulkerson, coming off COVID, coming off a rough game against Ole Miss the other night. He will look more like John Fulkerson Saturday at LSU, a huge early SEC game. He will score 15-plus in a win for the Vols at LSU, facing up, again, looking more like himself. We'll see. Vanderbilt women's basketball, which just beat Arkansas last night. This is the first time that the men and women, Vanderbilt, have both won their SEC opener in more than a decade. Vanderbilt on Thursday will give Tennessee a very good game. This is at Memorial Gym. Very excited about this game. Lose the defensive battle. Vanderbilt's defense has been extraordinary. You know, they're a limited roster, but Shea Ralph in her first year, they played terrific defense. And so the Lady Vols, they have Ray Burrell back. So, I mean, that's a 14-1 team that just crushed Texas A&M, a ranked team last night, by almost 30. But I think Vanderbilt will give us a good game, and I think it will hopefully be the start of a very good rivalry. I am not going to call the shot that Anthony Firkser will score a touchdown because he scored one last week. So I am going to switch. Jeremy McNichols will score a touchdown at Houston.
I like it.
Put me down for Jeremy McNichols. And also, Amani Hooker will have a pick six Sunday. So Amani Hooker, Jeremy McNichols scoring touchdowns for the Titans Sunday.
I like it. That's good stuff. All right, my called shots for the week. Chester Rogers returns a punt for a touchdown. Chester Rogers returns a punt for a touchdown in this game. Ryan Tannehill has a 20-yard or more run in this game. 20 yards or more, one run for Ryan Tannehill in this game. Two sacks for Harold Landry in this game. So that would get him, what, 14 and a half?
He's at 12 even.
He's 12 even, so that'd be 14. So two sacks for Harold Landry. The Nashville Predators will score six or more goals against Arizona tomorrow, and Philip Forsberg will not be one of them.
Score
six or more goals, and Philip Forsberg is not one of them tomorrow against Arizona. And finally, Alabama beats Georgia on a touchdown with less than 1 minute remaining in regulation. Less than 1 minute remaining in regulation, Alabama scores a touchdown to beat Georgia in the national title game coming up on Monday. Those are my called shots.
Okay. All right. Wait, I got to add a shot.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Stetson Bennett will have more passing yards than Bryce Young Monday.
No, I like that.
I like that, Joe.
There we go.
And Georgia will win the natty.
Well, we got Pixie and Pick'em to come.
Yes, we do.
You've been saying
Georgia. We know where Robbie's going.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Justin texting in says, the Titans by 21 against the Texans. Ryan goes over 230 yards passing with no interceptions. Titans win by 21, according to Justin.
Is that a shot?
I mean,
21's a big healthy number. All right, That's fine. 21's a big number. Okay.
Alan from Nashville texting in says, Titans come out guns blazing to clinch the top seed in the AFC. They win 35-10 with at least three sacks from the defense. This is coming from Alan in Nashville. 35-10, the final score. Caleb texting in says, Nashville pulls off a Tampa Bay. Titans win the Super Bowl. The Predators win the Stanley Cup. So apparently that is pulling off Tampa Bay now. You just go Bucks and Lightning on them.
So Tampa Bay turns to what? Champsville? I don't know. I'm sure we can come up with something better than that.
Nash Champs?
I don't know.
Nashians? I don't know.
We're going to work on that.
We got time.
Liam on the text line says, Nashville will have at least one championship parade down Broadway this year. People are feeling it, man.
Okay. Feeling the parades. Talking parades.
Tyler from Berry Hill texting in says, my called shot is Deontay Foreman throws a touchdown pass from the Wildcat formation this weekend. I see what you did there with the formation. That's good stuff, Tyler from Berry Hill.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. Who's he throwing it to, though?
I don't know. Maybe Firkser.
It's about time Tannehill got one of those. split out all by himself.
That's right. We'll continue to take your called shots on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. When we come back, we'll be joined by our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and the Texans coming up this weekend. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.